Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Get ready, because today we're stepping right into the world of Peter Paul Rubens, specifically a piece called Toilet of Venus. And guys, let me tell you, this painting, it's a whole lot more than meets the eye.
Oh, absolutely.
We're diving deep into some serious art history here, folks. We're talking about the early 1600s, Rubens, this Flemish master, right at the peak of his game. And this period, the Baroque era, well, let's just say they knew how to make a statement.
Right. Think drama. Think grandeur. Think over the top in the best way possible. It was a complete 180 from the Renaissance, which came just before it.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, the Renaissance was all about balance and harmony.
Yeah.
But the Baroque, it's like someone cranked up the volume and said, let's get expressive.
Exactly. It's all about evoking emotion, creating movement, even celebrating the senses, but like on this huge dramatic scale.
Yeah.
And you can't really grasp Rubens without like wrapping your head around this whole Baroque thing, you know?
Totally. So picture this, guys. Our main character here is Venus, the Roman goddess of love and beauty, right? You've heard of her. But Rubens, he didn't just want to paint a pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. He's showing us Venus in all her glory, bathed in this almost unreal, like, inner light. Every single curve, every detail just screams divine.
And this is where Rubens really flexes his artistic muscles, you know? The way he uses light and shadow, it's insane. It's not just about illuminating Venus. It's about actually sculpting her form, making her jump right off the canvas. Like, she's practically real.
Yeah. Like, you could reach out and touch her.
Exactly. It's classic Baroque, that interplay of light and shadow. Pure genius.
Okay, but it gets even more interesting. Look closer, and you'll notice all these little details that just add layers to the story. We've got handmaidens fussing over Venus. There's this strategically placed mirror. Even a few cupids, you know, those little love symbols.
Ah.
And we can't forget about the roses and doves scattered around. So what's the deal with all that?
See, Rubens wasn't just a painter. He was a storyteller. And those details, they're his way of speaking to us through the art. Take the handmaidens, for example. They instantly elevate Venus, right? They show us she's not just some random pretty lady, she's important. Plus, it's a nice little reminder that even goddesses had their whole beauty routine thing going on.
It's like even Venus needs her glam squad.
Exactly. And that mirror. Whoa, don't get me started. It's not just reflecting Venus's, like, physical beauty. It's a whole symbol of self-awareness. It makes you think about vanity, sure, but also like introspection.
Like, she's aware of how she's being seen.
Exactly. Rubens is giving us a peek inside her head, not just at her looks.
I love that. And the cupids, the doves, the roses, it's like classic Venus.
Right. But, and this is where it gets a deep look at how he's painted them. Some art historians think their placement, especially the doves that look ready to fly away, it's like he's subtly hinting that beauty, even love, it's fleeting. It's not going to last forever, you know?
Wow. So even in this seemingly simple scene, there are all these layers of meaning. Rubens was a genius.
Absolutely. Don't forget, this guy wasn't just talented. He was plugged in. He understood people. He got the whole vibe of the time, and he poured it all into his work.
Toilet of Venus. It's like a snapshot of what the Baroque era was all about. This obsession with beauty, this love of extravagance, this whole exploration of what it means to be human.
It's true. So next time you're checking out a Baroque piece and you will remember this chat, don't just glance at it. Really look. Hunt for those hidden messages. Check out how the artist used light and shadow. Look for those little details, those symbols that tell a bigger story.
Exactly. Ask yourself, what was the artist trying to say? What can this piece of art tell me about the world back then? You might be amazed by what you discover.
You really might. And on that note, thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. We'll catch you on the next one.